Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Thursday. How are you, Vincent?
Good.
Excellent.
Busy week.
Yeah.
It's buzzing by here, but
it really is.
The Warriors won, so that was a big deal.
God.
Did you watch?
Did I? No, I saw some highlights this morning. Saw the Kevin Durant 1,000-mile three-pointer.
He had a great game, and the Splash Brothers didn't. So that was it was needed to get the win. So way to go, Kevin Durant. KD!
Thanks for winning the game for us.
So if they... When's the next game? Friday?
Friday.
Is that here?
No, it's there.
So if they win this one, they win, right?
Yeah, they're up three. And one of the stats they kept saying, so I'm not talking out of turn here, is that no one's ever come back from 3-0 in an NBA Finals.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's true. That's just what I heard them repeat three or four times. But
it's got to be then. They always have those. I'm sure they have a stack of stats everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. And hard to watch because Steph, it's neat that someone, how do you put this? They have short memories. Some of these people are able to just fail miserably. Steph Curry being one of them. He keeps shooting. He's 0 for 9 for 3 points. He just keeps shooting. And you're like, pass it.
You should give that to someone else.
It's not your night. And he just keeps going. But, you know, that's...
I'm gonna make it, man!
That's how it works. You know, the first game... I can't think of the dude's name. J.D. Smith? I think that's it. J.R. Smith.
J.R., yeah.
Right. He had a couple big mistakes, but the biggest one was the clock management there at the end. And our audience, or our fans, were chanting MVP to him the second game, which is awesome. That's how you know... A fan base knows the game when they know how to really...
That's real, how to really cut a guy,
let
too.
A guy have it.
Yeah.
But the thing they talk about is, you know, in order for him to be able to be a pro, he's got to be able to forget a huge foul up and go play again.
Yep.
So
much of it is mental.
You're only good. What is it? You're only as good as your last show.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know what?
Or throw.
Not to compare us to that, but certainly we've had bad shows, or any one of us has had a bad show.
Absolutely.
Individually, where you just go, kill me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be alive. You know what I want to do? Drink heavily.
I feel like I let the team down.
Crawl under the covers.
I know, yeah. Oh, my God. Can I go to sleep and forget about this show?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be grinding on a show, but the last few years I've just been like, don't grind on it, because you won't even remember it. Like, the thing you're grinding on today, a week from now, you don't even think about it. So why waste any time?
Yeah.
Well, just redeem yourself.
Luckily
just go forward
for us,
and be better.
We don't have someone in the media going, what about that one show you had that was just awful and you said that one thing and then it seemed like everyone was mad at you.
Yeah. Thank God we don't have that, Vinny.
J.R. Smith has that.
Yeah.
He forever will be, dude, what were you thinking?
I wasn't. I was thinking maybe I'll make this one.
Anyway. Yeah, that was fun. So I had a long day. I had to go get some stuff done.
How'd the water heater?
The water heater went well. It definitely was broken.
Oh.
There was this little drip down below that I'd spotted and was like, oh, that's bad news, and figured out that I touched it. Oh, I better call for help.
Yes.
I certainly am not going to do anything about this.
Oh, my God. Get a plumber.
Where is it located in your apartment?
It's in the garage.
Oh.
So he comes in, looks at it, and then he reaches up top, and it's like, splash, splash, splash.
Oh, no.
Splash. Oh. Splash, splash, splash.
Oh, as he's feeling around up there, you can tell there's a bunch of water.
I didn't think
that. Had it just, like, rotted out, rusted out?
It's just, I guess those things have, like, a 10-year life.
Yeah.
And it was well past that. So it had served its purpose. And he had to drain it. He said there's sediment or something like that completely filling the thing. So he drained it.
Did it run out of hot water really fast when you would use it for a shower?
It did, but I hadn't really put those two things together because the leak was new. The leak had just started a week ago.
It's just there was no place left for the water to go.
But in the winter, there's no doubt that I will come out of the surf freezing and get in a hot bath. And the bath hadn't been as hot as it once was. So I just assumed, I don't know what I assumed. I just didn't put it together that this is a problem. Anyway, it's fixed. Took forever. I got home last night, home to my family and dinner and the basketball game at 5:30.
Oh, that's a long day.
Because they had to first look at it, go, yep, it's ruined. Now we're going to go get you the new one.
And then we're going to Lowe's or Home Depot.
I don't know where he went, but the guy.
Plumber Supply Company.
Yeah, they had it. It was covered in the HOA, so it turns out it wasn't.
Really?
Well, as the president of the HOA.
He made sure that was covered.
Just kidding. I'm not the president. But
you should be, though.
yeah, that's one of those things. Got to be taken care of.
Yeah.
You can't have people going, well, I can't afford that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because somebody's
dude, that's going to flood.
Could flood all our places. Everyone, more than just their apartment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, that got done, and today's agenda involves picking up Sandy at the airport. How about you?
Oh, what's Sandy coming for?
I would guess her grandchild.
Oh, just a grandchild visit.
Aww. Yeah, those two.
You guys aren't going away for the weekend or something?
They are classic. When I got home, my kid was hiding under a blanket, talking, and she looks out from under and says, oh, hey, Dad, I'm in my fort with Nona. And Nona's on the FaceTime.
Oh, right.
Puts the thing back down and gets...
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Oh, hi, Dad. I know. It's great.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
That is one place where technology is really...
It's nice. Yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah. Like, Nona can live 600 miles away or however far away she lives.
And this was, it was like 3 hours later. We're finally sitting down. Well, okay, that would be an hour later after, because we had to stop the game, pause the game in order to get dinner and all the stuff ready. We finally sit down and the missus goes, oh, where's my phone? She goes, oh, right, in the fort.
In the fort.
So she goes to the fort. I'm like, is Nona still there?
You guys, I've been here for an hour.
She wasn't. But it's been known to happen where Nona's left for a while. And so I thought,
well,
God.
Nona could just hang up.
That's true. But she's not doing anything else.
She's not doing anything else. And she doesn't mind.
Yeah. Whatever she's doing, she just can have the phone there with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Does Nona have a new dog?
Nona's had the same dog for a long time, Shadow.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when she comes up here, does your bro take care of it? Oh,
exactly
good.
Right.
Well, that is working out great.
It
and
is.
She loves the new house she lives in, down in SoCal. I always think of her as being in Seattle, but she moved.
No, she's in the desert, so she hasn't spent summer there yet.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, she
is it getting warm?
it's not, well, it's not too bad yet.
Yeah.
But that's a place that gets to be 110 degrees.
Yeah.
For real.
A little
is it
too hot
Palm
for
Desert?
People.
Where does she live, actually?
Oh, it's not Winchester. It's like Win something.
Windermere.
Maybe it is Winchester.
It's not, I just made that up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's down in Temecula.
Temecula, okay.
I mean, they just keep moving. I don't understand it. I know we need housing, and we've got a big homeless problem, but it doesn't seem like we can afford the water and the...
It does seem like it's a resource buster.
Sketchy.
Yeah, but people need a place to live.
I'll tell you, though, on my visit, which was at... Was that Thanksgiving I went there?
Yeah.
It wasn't Christmas? Too hot. It was like 90.
Oh.
You know, November, 90 degrees. Wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
And affordable.
Does she have a little yard? And
she does.
And she... Does she have grass? Is she watering grass?
No, I think she put in the fake grass.
Oh, good. That's good. Fake grass is great.
Yeah.
Can't walk on it with bare feet.
So it's cool.
It's
like,
hot.
You know, retirement living.
Yeah.
That's the only people who can live out there are full-blown commuters who are willing to accept that or retirees.
Who just can stay in during the heat of the day.
Or teenagers who want to work. Well, I guess anyone can work at insert Starbucks or whatever, but it's just really that type of retail.
Right.
Employment is all that's out there, the strip malls.
Yeah.
That's it. Grocery's good living. I work grocery for a minute.
Got to drive in to get any of those tech jobs.
I never made it to...
Oh, you didn't manage a store or anything?
Well, I wanted to be...
head of the stocking department.
The vegetable produce department.
Oh, why is that? Watch women handle melons and...
No, you pervert. What's wrong with you?
Pick up and compare zucchinis?
No. Because meat grosses me out and I was, if you try to decide a department
you want
to be
in... I can't even imagine you in the butcher department.
No way.
Grind the meat? What?
Could you?
No, I'd be... Well, I wouldn't want to. I'm sure I could, actually. I don't really see myself as being that person, though.
Yeah.
I've been noticing the guys at the supermarket have their little headphone or earpieces on, listening to music as they're stocking.
Oh.
They're doing the fruit or the vegetables, or stocking the cans or whatever.
Sure.
So they're like off in their own little world doing their
bopping
thing.
Mm-hmm. I was at... shouldn't say anything.
Why?
I just...
Say it.
What?
Say
supermarket?
It. You already started to say it.
I know.
Now we're going to dogpile you.
Right.
You might
okay,
as well
I'm
spit
just
it out.
Say it. So I walked through my girlfriend. We're going away this weekend to Bodega, which by the... Shame on Bodega. these five families, the five...
These five families.
These five families. We all hang together. So for years and years, we all have kids that are around the same age and stuff. And so for years, we've gone on many little weekend getaways with the whole families. There's 1,000 people in these houses that we rent. And we've gone to Bodega, and sometimes we go down to Capitola. And
right.
Just all mm-hmm. these various
glamping.
Places.
Glamping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff. It's just fun. Gets the kids out. The kids are all real close friends.
And you guys can get ripped after they go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly, Benny. Because someone will always be there to
those
sort
kids
of
are
watch
adults
out.
Now.
This is our
they're
first
drinking with you.
Five family vacation uh-huh. with no kids.
What?
It's just the 10 adults.
Wait, so the kids will stay home or?
Yeah, they're not invited. In fact, my kids are like, I was like, oh, we're going to Bodega this weekend. I'm like, he goes, oh, we are? I'm like, no, not we. Me and Dad, that's it. Oh, all right. But he was a little bummed out that he wasn't invited.
Why don't you want them to go?
We just don't.
Oh.
I don't want... You know who I want to worry about? Me. Huh. That's it. I just want to worry about me.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're all pretty...
And if they were normal kids, they'd be like, pate.
Yeah.
Kegger time.
Luckily,
Mom.
I don't have to worry about that.
Can you pick us up a keg before you go?
No, I can't. You're in charge of that. You're going to have to hey,
you're
mister,
hey,
a keg.
Mister, yeah.
So anyways, my one... So everybody chooses what they're doing. Like someone's doing Friday night dinner. Someone's doing... One couple's doing Saturday night dinner. Someone else is doing the breakfast, the lunches. My planner friend, Sherry, she sends out like an assignment sheet.
Yeah, what did you sign up for?
I said, I'll do all the drinks. Don't worry. I get the drinks.
Sarah.
Well, I'm not going to make anybody drinks, but I'll make sure that... So I said, any special requests for stuff? I said, I'll have the usual, the vodka, the rum and cokes, because mm-hmm. I know what everybody likes, because I've been partying with these people for 1,000 years, and I'll bring ice. I was like, if you have any special requests, email me. So my one friend wants some... It's like white... cedar something seltzer white
send back and say
fang.
No
she just I didn't say no I was like I'm fine with that I'll go to BevMo or whatever but I've been looking so I went to a couple different supermarkets just to see if I could grab it at a supermarket real easy
oh,
which,
right we're supermarket story
right
right I knew it was leading to a supermarket because that's where we jumped off
right
so I'm in a supermarket I'm not going to say which one I think I might have already
you just said
yeah it was a Safeway I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, it's by your house, so.
This isn't the one by my house, though.
Oh.
I was on my way somewhere, so I stopped to look. So, this guy.
Nice try.
Is in the aisle, and he's a big dude, right? But he's got the headphones in. Uh-huh.
Very
and
muscular?
Stalking, no.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a big dad bod.
Right.
Big. And he's stocking the shelves and stuff. And I'm looking and I'm trying to see. And he's kind of blocking a portion of the thing. I'm trying to look around him and stuff. And he's, I don't know, he's been working all day. He's on the riper side like I was mm-hmm. fully.
Busted.
And he got so, because I was sort of looking, and he like takes out an earphone. He's like, what? I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to see if there's this one thing. And then I start laying out, like, I'm nervous. Like, did you guys have this white fang, white claw, something? And he's just like, looks at me. And then he just puts his earbud back in and keeps going. I'm like, okay, this is clearly not, I'm not going to get what I need here.
Ew.
I know. I felt very, had a few run-ins in some supermarkets near my house. I'm just trying to be a nice lady.
And I had a run-in yesterday as well at the supermarket.
What happened to you?
Are you going to say the truth?
Say the truth for once.
I'm a terrible person.
You are?
I am.
No, you're not. Did you yell at someone? Did you bang someone with your cart?
Well, just let her say it.
So
but
you said who?
Yeah, say it.
Wait a minute. Why won't you say
because
it?
Because I was a bad person.
If she wasn't.
When we did our prayer this morning, and I'm like, God, forgive me for doing this.
Oh, what did you do?
Did you tell on somebody?
Fascinated.
No. So yesterday, you know, so just keep this in mind. Yuzette has a few health issues right now. She's dealing with some stuff, and you know, so she's our,
her patience is thin.
Yeah, it's a little thinner than normal. Little. Anyway, so she wanted to, and she hasn't been eating, and she
yeah.
you know, she, you know, eating helps you heal sometimes, but also fasting helps you heal too. Anyway, so she wanted to get some roast chicken from the store.
That's what you were craving.
I wanted to get one of the... No, I wasn't craving anything, but I wanted to make sure...
Just
in
case.
I'm concerned about, because I'm not eating, that John is not eating, and I need him to be healthy.
So you're buying one of those pre-roasted full chickens.
Yeah, so I wanted to get a rotisserie chicken, mm-hmm. and then I would make some sides for him so he can eat when he got home at freaking 8:30.
And we all know Yuzette's vision isn't phenomenal.
No, right.
Has a few issues. So she goes to the Safeway or wherever, and she sees, as she walks in, there's a really old lady, old, dusty, in a scooter, zipping around Safeway in one of her scooters.
Uh-oh.
So she, like, makes a mental note, like, okay, there's a crazy old woman in a scooter.
Watch out for her.
It's Safeway. Right.
Well, because you need to be cognizant of what's around you. And so, you're alone. You're walking. You're navigating this by yourself.
All by yourself.
And you hate the grocery store.
I hate the grocery store.
But you're a good woman who's getting dinner for her man. Yeah. Got it.
So Yuzette is cautious with the cart going up and down the aisles. And she needed something, but the woman had zipped past her without her noticing. And she goes to make a sharp left and... runs right into the old lady with the scooter.
Well, I didn't touch. We didn't touch. But I was like pulled right. I go, oh my gosh. I go, I'm so sorry. And I smiled at her.
And then she looks at you and went, oh, oh.
Like she was disgusted by me.
Oh my.
That's what the guy did. I mean, like, what is up with that? When someone is, you know, clearly trying to be nice, smiling, trying to be polite, and they're just like letting all their... hatred come bubbling out of them.
So unlike Sarah, Yuzette didn't have a nervous reaction. She had the opposite.
Oh, she got mad.
And she goes, well, F you, you F and B.
Really? Loud?
I go, I said I'm sorry. I go, bleep you, I said I'm sorry, you B.
And what'd the lady do?
Rolled.
Well, she knew that she was outgunned.
It was awful.
It's not awful. You tried. You said you were sorry, and then she's all hurting in your face.
If you come to me this morning, it'll be under the desk.
You really...
You'll be fine.
In your efforts to take care of your man, I think you need to get delivery.
Yeah, get delivery.
You shouldn't be in the grocery stores.
You know Instacart will do it for you. You are the one who told me about Instacart.
I know.
The funny thing about this show. So the funny thing about that is part of me would be like, after I blew up on someone, because we all have, I'd be like, boy, I'm a public figure. That person's probably like, man, Vinny's a dick. You know, like totally. Of course that person would
believe
know who
me,
I
that
am.
That crossed my mind.
So
yeah.
That would be. But here we are telling the story. So no secrets.
Yeah.
You know, you're not your heavily manicured persona.
Well, the person was a jerk to you first, but unfortunately, the people who only heard what was happening heard you yell
right.
F you.
B.
I said, I'm sorry, you bitch.
And then saw this busted old 80-year-old like scooting away.
With her tail between her legs.
A tear rolling down the wrinkles.
You didn't even hit her. Don't worry.
You know, and
that's
just,
not, that wasn't you.
Just was... 1 minute before, I was going to help her because she was trying to reach some for something
yes.
on, and I was going to help her.
What happened? Why didn't you help her?
Well, she stood up.
Oh,
and grabbed it
on a scooter.
So she didn't need that scooter.
Well, whatever.
It sure, was all a charade.
Oh,
I mean, but we're talking about supermarket stories, so that's my story from yesterday yeah. as well.
Someone, hello.
Someone just tell me I'm a bad person.
No.
Someone goes, LOL, I love your response to the woman. Someone goes, oh, use that.
Who's someone? Who are these people?
Caleb.
Oh,
says,
hi, Caleb.
LOL,
hi, Caleb.
I love your response. Rizlin goes, oh, use that.
Who's Rizlin?
One of our listener friends that...
She used to come to a lot of our events.
Yeah, the first time we met her
she's
was
texting
at a
Uzi
sleep
directly.
Train event. Yeah, we've communicated over the years.
Everyone has used that number. Every intern, every promotion person.
That's true.
Everyone that's worked here at one point or another has
that
number.
Well, that's basically your business phone. I hope you write that off.
It is, yeah. Well, I do. We'll see about next year. Our write-offs, you know.
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm dying
yeah,
to hear
I
this.
Know.
Finally. Here we go. I'm ready. Go
and,
ahead.
And you're about to hear my review of Solo
oh,
right after this.
No!
KLLC, KLLC, HD1,
I
San Francisco.
Want the truth.
Sarah and Vinny. We will be right back. You can wait for it, Hooman.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.